The Clever Fool, pages 24 and 25. Once upon a time, there was a kind old man. He liked to make people laugh and smile. It was his job, but he did not make much money. People gave him a few coins sometimes. He told jokes and funny stories. Sometimes he fell down to make children laugh. All of the children loved the kind old man, but most of the adults in the village did not like him. Foolish man, they thought. Some of the adults did not want to see him. Some did bad things to him and shouted at him. The old man felt a little sad when people were not kind to him, but he still tried to make them laugh. He liked his job. Then, one day, something happened, and after that, the villagers changed their mind about the old fool. Pages 26 and 27. It was a warm and sunny day. A poor beggar came to the village. He looked thin and weak. His clothes were old and dirty. The beggar was very hungry, but did not have enough money to buy food. He went to the market, but nobody would help him.
"I'm so hungry. Can you give me a bit of meat?" the beggar asked.
"You don't have enough money. Go away,"
the butcher said angrily. Pages 28 and 29. Soon the poor beggar became weak. He was very tired and could not walk. He sat by the side of the road and watched the busy people go by. Some of them were carrying food to the market.
"I'm so hungry. Will someone drop a piece of food on the road?" he thought. "I hope so."
Just then, a wagon went by. On top of the wagon were four people. They were eating their lunch. The beggar watched them. One boy took a big bite from his piece of bread and threw the crust onto the street. It fell in front of the beggar. He picked up the crust of bread, but did not eat it.
"What can I eat with this bread?" the beggar thought. "Let me find something."
Pages 30 and 31. The beggar got up and walked back to the market. He looked for something to eat with his crust of bread, but there was nothing. Then he smelled something delicious. The butcher was roasting a pig. The beggar had a great idea. He walked over to the butcher's stall. He put his piece of bread over the meat. The smoke from the meat went into his bread. Now the beggar wanted to eat his bread. Suddenly the butcher shouted,
"What are you doing? I told you to go away."
"I'm sorry," the beggar said. "I'm only enjoying the smell of your pig."
The butcher held out his hand.
"You must pay me money. You enjoyed my roast pig."
"No,"
the beggar shouted.
"I don't need to pay for the smell."
Pages 32 and 33. People heard the shouting. Some of them walked over to the butcher's stall. Some of them wanted to listen to the fight. Some of them wanted to join in.
"You must pay the butcher,"
one person said.
"No, this poor beggar doesn't need to pay,"
another shouted.
"Make him pay,"
someone else shouted.
"The beggar is stealing."
"Why should he pay?"
another said.
"The butcher is greedy."
The crowd grew bigger and bigger. The shouting grew louder and louder. Soon the whole village was fighting with one another. Some children saw the fighting and began to cry. Pages 34 and 35. Then some music began to play. The men stopped fighting. The clever fool walked into the middle of the crowd.
"Can I help?"
he asked.
"It's just the old fool,"
a man said angrily.
"How can you help?"
The fool smiled at everyone.
"I can help,"
he said.
"Just tell me, why are you fighting?"
one man said.
"This beggar is a thief,"
another said.
"This butcher is a greedy man."
The fool thought for a moment.
"Butcher, give me a plate,"
the fool said. The butcher gave him a plate.
"Beggar, give me a coin,"
the fool said. The beggar pulled a small, dirty old coin from his shoe. He gave it to the fool. The fool dropped the coin on the plate. It made a tinkling sound.
"Now, beggar, you can pay for the smoke of the pig,"
the fool said,
"with the sound of your money."
Page 36. The beggar looked happy. The butcher looked sad. Suddenly, someone laughed. Then someone else laughed. Soon everyone was laughing, even the butcher. From that day, everyone in the village smiled when they saw their clever fool.
Page 40. Street entertainers. Have you ever seen street entertainers? They do magic tricks, sing, dance, and play musical instruments. You do not need a ticket to watch their shows, but they may ask for a few coins when their show is finished. Street entertainers usually perform in places with lots of people, like shopping areas. They often dress up like clowns.
Page 41. Jesters. A long time ago, the job of a clown or jester was very important. A king usually had a jester in his castle. The jester's job was to tell jokes and do funny things to make the king laugh. Every village had at least one clown. Today, we still enjoy watching clowns and street entertainers. It is always fun to laugh.
Page 42. April Fool's Day. A long time ago, New Year's Day was on April the 1st. In the year 1562, Pope Gregory changed it to January the 1st. Some people did not hear about the change. Some people did not believe it. They still celebrated the New Year on April the 1st. All the other people laughed at them and called them April Fools. Today, April Fool's Day is a fun holiday. People celebrate it and play tricks on their family and friends.